This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. We're now into hour number four, and I always loved Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster, hosting Mondays, the fourth hour, but he has got a big fish. The ever-elusive Max Kaiser, the Bitcoin King from El Salvador, going to be joining him in about 5 minutes when some stations join us. And I know Max has got a lot to cover. I want to get into the big win in Argentina with this populist and Javier Milei. But I also want to ask Max, but I'm not going to be here. It's going to be through Gerald Celente. What about the credit rating being lowered to negative on the U.S. by Moody's? What about the bubble popping? What about the central bank digital currencies? They're so desperate. They now admit that the ambassador to Ukraine admits they've lost the war, but the Federal Reserve head says we're given limited money. I mean, this is scary times with this out-of-control ruling elite we've got. And then coming up in 1 hour, Owen Schroyer will be hosting the War Room. Oh, sorry, he's in solitary confinement for his free speech. We'll have the great Harrison Smith hosting the War Room, 3 p.m. Central Time, Infowars.com/show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're in the middle of a great awakening. Good things are happening, but the empire is striking back. So Max Kaiser's coming up. He's already on the line, but we'll join some stations in about 4 minutes. But here's Gerald Celente for the next few minutes. We'll be interviewing Max Kaiser to give us a prelude to what's coming up. Gerald Celente.
Alex, thanks so much for having me on. And everyone, please thank Alex Jones and their staff for all that they're doing to give you what's very hard to get anywhere else as we move more and more into the world of censorship. And they're giving every ounce of that. What they're creating, what they're putting out every day. You know, I go to InfoWars to see what kind of news articles they're running. And what they're running, you don't hear on the major news, and it's very important. So do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you. And we're in very critical times here. World War III has begun. And it began with the Ukraine, the COVID war, and then the Ukraine war, and now the Israel war. So this is very serious. And what Alex said about it, imagine putting Owen Shroy in solitary, put him in jail, speaking out, and 60 days in jail. How come not 59? How come not 48? What are you putting him in? What difference is it going to make? Hey, how about that J.P. Morgan Chase gang, huh? Now, they're only admitted to 5 felonies. You don't see Jamie Dimon doing any time. No, it's prosecution to the fullest for we the little people of Slavelandia, and a slap on the wrist for the bankster gangsters and the war machine maniacs who slaughter people all over the world. So today's a very special day, and I'm really thrilled that I'm going to be on with Max Kaiser. I used to be on with Max a lot when he was on RT. He and Stacey Herbert, great show. And Max knows a lot, the cat that's been there, done it, in the whole stock market racket, equity market, excuse me. And he really knows his stuff on the economy. And, of course, he's the Bitcoin King. And this is the cat that called it way, way, way before most anybody else. Others did, too, but, you know, Max is right on the top there. And we're in very critical times. Again, we put out the magazine, the Trends Journal, and you get a real deal, by the way, when you go to JonesTrends.com. You're almost getting it for nothing. And we had forecast what's going on economically. And Max is really, really astute in this whole field. And every week in the Trends Journal, we write what's going on. There's a recession going on over there in Europe. Hey, Japan, the yen, that's only down to a 10-year low. Denmark, one country after another going down. Where's inflation going to go? And then you're seeing the numbers coming out about holiday sales. Oh, and the hirings are way down. So what's going to happen with interest rates? What's going to go up? What's going to go down? And the Trends Journal is what in the world is going on and what's going to go on. And we get back with Max, we're going to talk a lot about that. Remember, support InfoWars. They're supporting you. We'll be right back.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great people, the Alex Jones Show, and what a special day today is, November 20th, 2023. And who do we have with us? The guy that really knows a lot about the economy, about Bitcoin, what in the world is going on. Mr. Max Keiser, how you doing there, Max, from El Salvador?
Yeah, Gerald, how are you doing? I'm currently in the United States. I'm touring with Stacy. We're visiting some different cities, talking about what's happening in El Salvador and what's happening with Bitcoin and what's happening in Argentina. So we're a bit of a worldwide tour. But, yeah, it's great to see you, Gerald. Always a pleasure to talk with you. And the transgender man himself, who has been ahead of the curve for so long.
Thank you. Max, listen, you know, we're looking at Moody's downgrading America's debt. We're looking at, you know, what are they going to do with interest rates? Where do you see the economy going?
Right. Well, you know, in the United States, they're printing money to pay the interest on the debt. Right. So that's typically what happens. During a debt spiral, typically this is what happens before a currency collapses. This is what happens before you have hyperinflation. And this is where we're at in the United States. So the United States, sadly, never the trickle-down economic model that we were told was going to pay off these debts over time, it never did. You know, back under Reagan, we started the trickle-down theory. And now it turns out it didn't work. There was never enough tax revenue to pay down the debt. Not that that's terribly significant given in the grand scheme of things of kind of the malevolent actors behind the curtain who are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. But the bottom line is, as far as the U.S. dollar is concerned, it's in big trouble. Now, if you look at all the currencies around the world, it's, you know, the cleanest shirt at the laundry. Compared to all the other fiat money that's out there. So people are selling all these other currencies first before the dollar. And you have, of course, hyperinflation breaking out in countries like Argentina, but we see it in Turkey and we see it elsewhere. And so there's still a bid for dollars from people flying out of the U.S. dollar. But, you know, as you know, in 1971, when Nixon closed the gold window, the gold standard, the world embarked on a bold experiment. For the first time in history, no currency in the world was backed by something like gold. It all became referring to other fiat currencies. So the dollar was had value relative to the yen. It had value relative to now what later became the euro. So it became this huge self-reinforcing Ponzi scheme, if you will. And it was very easy to get over indebted, which all these countries became over indebted. The world has never been in more debt. Japan's debt to GDP is, I think, at 300%, maybe higher than 300%. The global debt to GDP has never been higher. Now that interest rates are higher and moving higher still, the debt the interest on all this debt is becoming crippling. And but the answer will be to print more money, more fiat money. And so we're in this height, we're in an inflationary global economic collapse. And it's not evenly distributed. It happens differently in different countries. Even within the United States, it's happening differently in different places within the U.S. But generally speaking, we're at the end of a 300-year experiment in central banking. We're at the end of a 50-something-year experiment in fiat money. Into this comes Bitcoin, which is the hardest money ever in humans' experience and humans' existence. So there's now Bitcoin's become a safe haven, according to Larry Fink over at BlackRock or Stan Druckenmiller. They've referred to Bitcoin as a safe haven, or Paul Tudor Jones. Remember when it started in 2011, when we first started talking about Bitcoin as a at a dollar, Gerald, it was always talked about as the most speculative thing possible and imaginable. Now it's become safer than gold. It's become the two safe haven risk off asset for money managers around the world. And that's been the story of Bitcoin. And if you've been following it as I have since 2011, it's not surprising because the fiat money people were never going to stop doing what they were doing. And people like to have their money in something that holds its value over time. And so there was always going to be interest in Bitcoin.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier, we didn't go into it yet, but we will, about the election they just had in Argentina. And you have inflation in Argentina at what, over 140%. So a lot of the people in Argentina, they're going into Bitcoin big time because they see their currencies going down the toilet. And so that's an easy bet for them rather than buying gold. And again, I agree with you, by the way, that the upside of Bitcoin is much higher than for instance, gold. But I like both of them, by the way. I think both of them are a good play. And you're going back to the dollar. You know, one of the magazine covers of the Trends Journal recently was Death of the Dollar. And I want to say, and then I'd like your comment on it. I believe we're going, and before I forget, going back to Argentina, this new guy, he doesn't want to go into BRICS, and he wants to do away with the Argentinian peso and go into the dollar. But going back to the dollar, I see the dollar dying when they start lowering interest rates. And our forecast is the Federal Reserve is going to lower interest rates in 2024 in the run-up to the presidential reality show. They do it all the time. They lower them all the time. And who's playing our Treasury Secretary? Oh, the former Fed head, Janet Yellen? Wait a minute. You mean the former bankster from who ran the Federal Reserve is now the head of our Treasury Department? So they want to keep her in there. So my belief is that they're going to lower interest rates in the run-up to the reality show in next November, and that's going to bring the dollar way down. What's your take?
Well, you know, they can lower short-term rates, but they don't have control over the long rate. You know, they had a 30-year bond auction last week. It was almost a total failure. The interest in the longer-term U.S. government treasuries is shrinking rapidly. And the U.S. is having to buy its own debt, right? So that's your debt monetization, which means you're printing money. So the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar is going to go from gradually falling over decades to rapidly falling over months. And this is when people in the United States are going to really be panicking because suddenly prices for stuff are going to go up pretty sharply. This idea that inflation has been wrangled back and that there was a triumphant move by the Fed to rein in inflation. The numbers don't support it, of course. It's all made up in the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They're very good at painting a rosy picture, but it doesn't exist. People who are sitting down to Thanksgiving dinner this year are paying a lot more for that turkey and that gravy and those cranberries and that pumpkin pie than they did last year. And it's going to be a lot more next year, no matter what the government says, right? So the people on the ground have this experience. That's why in Argentina, people went after and went for and voted for Javier Milei because he's talking their talk. He understands that the central bank is the enemy. There's no way to to put lipstick on the pig that is the central bank. People now understand that the central bank is the primary enemy of having a currency that has any kind of worthwhile purchasing power, and they're going after the culprit, the central banks. And I think in terms of gold versus Bitcoin, I think that if you look closely at Bitcoin, you start to understand that it's vastly superior to gold in many, many ways. But, you know, that can be a conversation at another time. But I think that as Paul Tudor Jones has said about Bitcoin, it's going to be the fastest horse in the race. My calculations are that for every dollar move in gold, you're going to see a $20 to $30 move in Bitcoin. You won't get the firepower you have with gold that you get with Bitcoin, and it's scarcer. It's portable. You can't go to the airport with $1 billion worth of gold and get through the airport. Right, you can with Bitcoin.
We're going to take a break now, Max. I agree with you 100%. And when we come back, we'll talk more about it. And Max knows.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Special, special day today. We have with us Mr. Max Keiser, the Bitcoin King of Kings. And his cat called it way, way before most anybody else. And he puts his money where his mouth is. And, you know, Max Keiser has quite a background, by the way. You know, this is a guy that was in the stock market game at the height when it went down, when it was up, and has seen a lot and been around the world and had a terrific show on RT, Russia Today. And I was honored to be a frequent guest there. And when I used to have conferences up here in Kingston, New York, Max and Stacy Hervit, his lovely, lovely wife, came up here and he was a guest speaker. So he's a man I very much respect for his knowledge, his caring, his understanding, and what he really does for we the people. And it's not about him, and it's about what he can do to give us information to help us prosper. And boy, we're in times now when we're not prospering. You know, we started off, Max, talking about the debt crisis. This is from the Financial Times just 2 days ago. From 2009 until the end of last year, we were talking about this, net assets purchased by major central banks, U.S. Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, Bank of England, Bank of Japan, totaled about $20 trillion. How are they going to pay this stuff off?
Well, you know, Gerald, they don't audit these central banks, so, and they're free to make these acquisitions of these assets, and they don't, it's not like they're buying them with anything of value. They're simply, it's just an accounting fraud, essentially. All of the assets are worthless. There are no assets there, but the interest on the assets is real. So, you know, when a bank makes a mortgage, you know, they don't take money out of somebody else's savings account and lend it to you and they make the spread. That's not how it works. If you get a mortgage from the bank, they simply print the $1 million of the mortgage, right? They just print another million in fictitious paper money, right? And so the central bank has even less restraints on it. There's even less accountability. And they just print trillions and trillions with zero accountability. But the problem is that the interest on this debt is real. And so that's what leads to, for example, a hot war. I remember somebody, a smart man, once said that currency wars lead to trade wars, lead to hot wars. I believe that somebody is I'm talking with right now. I think I got that quote correct, Gerald. But we're at the hot war phase. In other words, to balance the books now in this huge paper money global Ponzi scheme, the only way to do it is to go to war. And there're gonna be some losers, right? War is basically a giant game of musical chairs. At the end of the war, somebody loses. They have to pay reparations to everybody else, and that's how they square the books. Same thing at Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns when that was a global financial crisis of 2008. The only way they could resolve it is that they had to take one of the banks out and shoot it in the head. It was Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns had to be sacrificed at the altar of fiat money. And then all those assets went to Jamie Dimon and J.P. Morgan for essentially free, and that's how they squared the books. And so now we're squaring the books globally by going to war. And that's the way it's always been done. So it shouldn't be too much of a surprise. What Bitcoin represents, as Christine Lagarde calls it, is an escape hatch. She said, we can't let Bitcoin exist because it's an escape hatch. And if there's an escape hatch, people will escape. She said this just a few years ago. And that's exactly right. Bitcoin is an escape hatch. It separates money from state. Once you have money in Bitcoin, it's unconfiscatable. no government, no group of governments, no military. Nobody can take your Bitcoin away from you, and it completely separates money from state, which is the first time this has ever happened in history. And this is why countries like El Salvador are having a boom time. Yep. El Salvador yep. economy is going higher. Tourism is exploding. The people are free. They love living there. There's a joyous attitude in El Salvador, which you find in no other country in the world right now, because you have Bitcoin and you have a visionary leader in President Bukele, who is somewhat of a political genius. And so it's a very different situation in El Salvador than you find anywhere else in the world.
As a matter of fact, there was an article that just came out recently that said El Salvador was doing so great because of the Bitcoin and it making that the currency over there. What's the exact, how did they make Bitcoin their primary currency? Is that what it is? Or?
Well, what happened was a couple of years ago, the president and the assembly got together. They passed a law which essentially makes Bitcoin legal tender. It exists in parallel with a dollar. It's a dollarized economy. And they also are buying and have bought Bitcoin to put it on the country's balance sheet, the same way that MicroStrategy, headed by Michael Saylor, starting in 2020, started buying Bitcoin for his company's balance sheet. He has acquired something like $4 billion with the Bitcoin. It's now worth over $5 billion. And so he's now got to be the smartest CEO in the world. A lot of attention today on Microsoft, and they bought AI for peanuts because of some massive scandal. And Microsoft's capitalization is up by $70 billion today on this massive accounting fraud. And everybody's so happy for Microsoft. Let me tell you something. MicroStrategy and Michael Saylor are going to eclipse every single company in the S&P 500 in the next 5 years by being the biggest market capitalized company in the world. And Michael Saylor will probably be the richest man in the world thanks to Bitcoin. So because Bitcoin makes all these accounting frauds, it makes companies like Microsoft, which is a 2 or 3 times convicted intellectual property monopolist, right? They're a bad actor, a very, very bad actor, you know, and it makes those guys obsolete, which we should be applauding because we want visionaries and true entrepreneurs running the companies of the world and the countries of the world. And this is what's going on in El Salvador. You have an attitude of joy throughout the country, and particularly in the historic district, where they just opened a brand new library. It's a stunning library that's attracting millions of visitors. What other country in the world is engaging in public works projects like this? There's not a single public works project in the United States going on in any of the 50 states. All the public infrastructure is crumbling, and it's become a second world country. Let me say this, Gerald. America is no longer a first world country. It's a second world country. Okay. It's out of the first world, and it's heading toward being a third world country. Whereas El Salvador is now close to being a second world country. And within 5 years, it'll be considered like Switzerland or Singapore. It'll be a first world country.
You know, you're 100% right. I had an article here. Here we go. You said America's going down big. 80% of American households are in worse financial position now than they were before the COVID pandemic hit. That's according to the Federal Reserve. And by the way, it was not a pandemic. And this is how they rewrite history with a lot of BS. The World Health Organization called it a pandemic on March 11th, 2020, when the grand total of 4,219 people allegedly died of coronavirus out of only 8 billion. But anyway, going back to the...
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And this special, special day, having with us a man of men, a cat that knows a lot about it, things in two, more than three and four. He's been around, knows the deal, and has been way ahead of the curve on so many things, including Bitcoin. Mr. Max Keiser, El Salvador, but now here in the States. And Max was saying that, you know, how America's gone down and how the joy is up in El Salvador. Man, it's drag town over here, man. It's no fun anymore. And Max is a New York City cat. You know, he knows the deal. You go to New York City now. It's homeless everywhere, and real homeless, not like in the old days, you know, when people go, hey, man, I need money, could you? No, it's a whole different trip. Real homeless people are down there now. Refugees flooding the streets. New York subways at night in Calcutta. And the country's going down in front of our eyes because we got a bunch of clowns running the show. And we were talking before about this new guy that got elected in Argentina. And you know, Max, one of the headlines that I keep seeing is that they keep calling him a libertarian. So you think a libertarian has a shot in America?
Yeah, I think that Bitcoin is becoming a factor in political races all over the world. Again, what's happening in El Salvador caught a lot of people's attention. Okay, how's that? Better? How's that?
That's better.
Okay.
Good.
So what's happening in El Salvador caught a lot of people's attention. And, of course, the election coming up in El Salvador in February, it looks like President Bukele, with 93% of popularity, will win quite easily. And, of course, if you're a politician, you want votes. And I think this is part of the reason why Javier in Argentina really is he quotes Bukele all the time, saying Bukele did this, Bukele did that. We're going to try this. We're going to try that. So he won. He won on the Bukele formula. So the template that was established in El Salvador was replicated to a large degree by Javier in Argentina, and he won. He just won this election. Now other countries in the region, certainly in Central America, are going to start mimicking this. We see it also in Europe and Asia and around the world. Politicians are figuring out that Bitcoin is an election winner. And so they're going to gravitate toward having a Bitcoin-centric policy. And this is great because Bitcoin is on track to become the world's reserve currency, displacing the dollar. So the world will run on a Bitcoin standard, which means that there's hope because a world on a Bitcoin standard is fantastic. One of the attributes of Bitcoin, and you'll love this, Gerald, is that it monetizes peace and it demonetizes war. Because it is unconfiscatable, no matter what you come at me, the Sixth Fleet can come after me for my Bitcoin, but they can't get it. It's unconfiscatable. So maintaining this huge infrastructure of, like we do in the United States, the Pentagon, which gobbles up more than 50% of the tax revenue, it's a complete waste of money. If the entire Pentagon came after me for my Bitcoin, they wouldn't get anything. It's like a waste of money. So all of these countries will be able to shed their huge defense budgets, for one thing, because it monetizes peace. And that's one of the greatest aspects of Bitcoin. And you feel it in El Salvador. There's a real joy in the air. People like having unconfiscatable wealth. Nobody can take it from me. The state can't take it from me. They have individual sovereignty in El Salvador. There's 6.5 million individually sovereign people living in El Salvador.
So do you think there's an opportunity for a libertarian president in the United States? And if so, do you know of anybody?
Well, there is a libertarian party. And the thing about it is that the countries that are in the worst financial position are more apt to go down the Bitcoin path. And in the United States, because it is the dollar is the world reserve currency, the United States and the people living here still benefit from being able to, for example, buy things in China and pay for those things in dollars that they don't never have to in loans that they can pay back by printing more dollars, right? So they're getting free stuff for 20 or 30 years, essentially. That's why the stuff at Walmart is so cheap. Even though people lost their jobs during the last 20 years or so, the quality of their life didn't go down so much because they were able to buy TVs and clothes and things at Walmart for 80% less than they were paying 10 years before because their jobs were over in China, and China's cost of labor was 90% cheaper. But now it's gotten to the point where there's wage parity around the world, and you don't really have the cheap labor in these countries anymore. The Chinese people are now becoming the new middle class, the new rising middle class. In U.S., I mean, the only good the U.S. would have going forward is if China sees it as a place for cheap labor. Maybe China will, if they think that there's a value in outsourcing their work, their jobs to the United States, they might do it. That would be the only saving grace for the United States, would be to work for Chinese manufacturing companies. That might be the only job available in the next 10 years. I mean, what happened just with President Xi and Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden didn't exactly look like a powerhouse. He looked like a special needs child that needed 24-hour care, which he basically is. And I'm not trying to be stiff, or I'm not even trying to be, sarcastic. I mean, he genuinely seems like somebody who should be getting 24-hour care. At people at a certain age, they are not functioning they're not on auto function. They need help 24 hours a day, and that those people are not usually running countries. We have a very interesting situation in the United States where the president should be in a hospice. I think he's got that stage where he should be in a hospice like Jimmy Carter. But so China's not just going to wait for us to get our stuff together. They're going to be like, well, you know, this is the opportunity we've been waiting for 500 years. You know, we've been waiting for this chance to become the global dominant hegemonic power. And that's what they'd like to do. And that's what they're doing. So, will a libertarian win an election in the United States? The people would have to vote for a libertarian. And the people in the United States are in denial. They still think that they run the show. They still think that they're the hot, you know, sexiest girl in the bar. You know, Americans still have that swagger that, you know, we run this joint. But the rest of the world is openly laughing at that notion. And, they're just like watching and waiting for that final, like the Ali fight, the Rumble in the Jungle. Remember, he knocked out not Ken Norton, but he just watched him fall to the canvas in this closing seconds, and just watching him fall. And that's what these other countries are doing. They're just kind of watching this once proud behemoth collapse.
Well, you know, you mentioned McConnell, Biden being dead. How about Mitch McConnell freezing up in front of you, the Republican majority leader? It's a clown show in front of everybody's eyes.
I'm so old, Gerald. I remember when we used to laugh at the Soviet Union for having these 80, 85-year-old, 90-year-old members of the Politburo. And we used to laugh, and they had their medals, chest full of medals, and like in North Korea. And we would laugh because we had John F. Kennedy. We were the new Camelot. We were Camelot. We were the shining city on the hill. We had Ronald Reagan, who was old, but still kind of with it. You know, he could tell a joke. You know, we've become the Soviet Union in this respect. We've become the old, gerontologically challenged kind of. How about, what's her name? Who had to be wheeled into the Senate or Congress?
Diane
Feinstein. Her daughter took legal control of her affairs, had power of attorney. So here he had someone in government whose daughter had the power of attorney as actually voting on issues. So that beyond tyranny. If we were a tyrannical power, if tyrants were running America, that would be a step up. We don't even have tyrants. We just have corpses.
Yep. We're going to take a break, Max, and we'll be right back, and we'll talk more about Bitcoin.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Listen, everybody, listen up. What InfoWars is giving you, it's very hard to get anywhere else. You know, Max Kaiser, we were very honored to have him here today. I mean, this is a guy I've known for quite a while, and I respect him and Stacey Herbert very, very much. All the work that they've done, the information they've put out there, and particularly on the Bitcoin level, I mean, this is the king of Bitcoin, one of the kings. And he's helped a lot of people get very profitable by listening to what he has to say. And the staff at InfoWars is giving you everything they can. Again, I go all over the world in terms of the information that I look for as publisher of the Trends Journal magazine. We want to know what in the world is going on so we can help you see the future. And so you need to support InfoWars because they're supporting you. And again, it's a 360 win. And they have this great, great product, this Ultra 12, and you can get it for 40% off right now at InfoWars Store. And this stuff has been sold out for months, but now it's finally back in stock. And again, this Ultra 12 from InfoWars, it's great. It has all these great vitamins, nutrients, minerals in them, and it's most effective. And there's nothing like it. This Ultra 12, it provides you twice the B12. And because B12 is a necessary nutrient, you know, it's found in any vegetable, you know, it's hard to attain. So instead of getting these B12 injections that people are taking and weaker formulas, you can support your energy production with this superior form of B12. And it's great stuff. It supports your healthy nerve and brain cells. It helps your DNA. It helps the body produce energy. It helps produce healthy blood cells. It's essential for proper nervous system functions. And it's great, and it's particularly for adults, because 30% of them over 50 have trouble absorbing B12 from their normal diet. So you really need this stuff right now. So an Ultra B12 from InfoWars, you can take advantage of this incredible formula that they have and start boosting your energy production. So don't miss out now. Get it before it's gone. Grab a bottle of the concentrated B12 formula today at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Ultra 12, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And you'll get you that energy that you're losing to help you boost it back up. So, Max, I want to go to Bitcoin in a second, but
I got to say, when it comes to reading ad copy, you're really terrible at it. I got to make that point. That's about the worst reading of an ad on air I've ever heard in my life. Ultra 12 in my home, I would send it back immediately, because it's like, what is going on with this stuff? Listen, folks, if you want to have a great book to read, this is my book, The Book of Max. Here it is. This is the book available on Amazon. It's one of the worst reviewed books on Amazon. It has over 7 reviews. All of them are 0 stars. Trust me, you'll hate that you ordered this book. It has things in it like this pearl of wisdom on book, page 7 of the book. And it has everything you need to know about Bitcoin and the warped mind that supports Bitcoin. Yours truly, Max Keiser. Order now, and I will not send you any of that Ultra 12, whatever the hell that was. I promise I will never send you that stuff, because it sounds terrible. Because Gerald Celente hacked up that ad copy. If I'm Alex Jones, I would be out there with a big hook, just grabbing you off stage, like, get off stage. No one's going to buy this anymore. What are you doing?
All right. So going back to Rachel Maddow, I'll tell you Rachel Maddow's story. I used to be on with Tucker Carlson when he was on MSNBC. This is going back into the middle 2000s. And I go down there, and I'm waiting in the green room, a little tiny green room. And I'm hearing this person go on and on over there. And I go on, he comes out with this woman, and he says goodbye to her. I said to him, I said, who was that? I said, she was insufferable. He said, her name is Rachel Maddow, and they're grooming her. True story.
Oh, she's being groomed, all right. Yeah, to be a serial killer. You know, she kind of encapsulates the entire problem with media in the United States, in that they have created the female version of Alex Jones and spewing the counter-narrative to Alex Jones. Remember, whatever Alex Jones says, Rachel Maddow will claim the opposite, but they put her on a mainstream network, and because she's a lesbian, people don't question her authority, because lesbians are considered to be righteous and have the sole access. They have monopoly on the truth. Remember, if a lesbian tells you something, believe it. It's truthful. So, you know,
when I was a speaker at the Rage Against the War Machine rally last February, that the Libertarian Party and the People's Party put on, Rachel Maddow denounced it, said they were all, you know, pro-Putin people there. It was just terrible what they did to it. You know, I want to mention this. These are some of the headlines. Why don't you give me an analysis of this? This is November 18th, Japan faces recession. Peru recession deepens as economy shrinks more than forecast. This is Reuters. And again, this week, last week, Europe's problems are far higher than a shallow recession. Danish economy slips into recession. Again, one after another, they're showing that this whole thing is going down big. So what do you suggest to people? Where do you think it's going, and what do you suggest?
I would prefer to talk about Rachel Maddow and scissor bumping, but I will answer your question, Gerald, because it is an important question we must all take on board, and to have a plan The global economy was synchronized in 1971, according to the broken clock of fiat money printing and central bank and monetarism. And now in 2023, the broken clock is giving birth to a broken world, right? There is no way to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. This was a really bold experiment that failed. The idea that you could run the world with fiat money, referring to other fiat money, and give central banks unfettered ability to print infinite quantities of paper money. And of course, that leads to malinvestments and war, which always crowd out the good investments and peace, right? Good investments and peace are being crowded out by the money printing and terrible investments that go toward wasteful, you know, white elephant projects and a war. And so this is just happening all over the world. In Japan, because they had that huge pension account for so many years that they built up over years and years, they were cushioned from a lot of the problems up until recently, and they kind of spent down all of that savings they had in the pension money. And now they're net buyers of debt on the global wholesale market. So they used to be the providers. They used to be the go-to cheap money in the world. What was called the carry trade. People would borrow in Japan at 0.0001% and invest it in some other currency, and you'd have a positive carry, and then you could leverage that positive carry, and you could make, you know, let's say 12 or 13%, almost risk-free. And this was being done by all the major banks and hedge funds, and because they had access to that really, really cheap money in Japan. But that game is over. So I would say that with Japan, you mentioned Japan, it's really the linchpin in the global financialized central bank led Ponzi scheme. It's always been the go-to source of ultra cheap money. And, you know, you and I and the average person is not out there borrowing money in Japan and reinvesting it in higher yielding currencies around the world. You know, we would pay all the commissions and the fees and all these other things. So we can't, the average person doesn't have access to this, but on the institutional level and the hedge fund level, they do. And that's how they've been able to make so much money. And of course, all that money goes into buying political influence. So, you know, Hillary Clinton and the Clintons are a product of political influence that's bought through financial chicanery. Remember when Bill Clinton, we have 45 seconds, I'll try to get into this. Bill Clinton, when he was governor of Arkansas, he funded his presidential aspirations when Hillary was able to convince a trader on the Kansas futures exchange, and they manipulated, I think it was the cattle futures contracts or the grain futures contracts, and they put $100,000 into Hillary's pocket that funded his run for president. So the entire, and the details are not perfect there, but look it up. Financial manipulation is what gave us the Clintons. That was the birth of the Clintons, and they took it to extremes over their entire dynasty, which then crashed and burned.
Yep. I love Max Kaiser being on. I'd love to do it again. Thank you, everybody.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.